On today's episode of Insights, how can staffing firms generate leads through pillar content? We share five social graphic templates every staffing firm should have in their toolbox, and we chat with Brian Vaccaro about his biggest takeaways from Bullhorn Engage. Today's episode of Insights is brought to you by The Idea Club, Haley Marketing's playground for creative thought, experiments, and inspiration. From ebooks and white papers to how-to articles and on-demand webinars, you'll find everything you need to stand out, stay top of mind, and sell more. To learn more, visit haleymarketing.com/ideaclub. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights, tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome back to another episode of Insights, the podcast built to help you with your content marketing, social recruiting, employer branding, and digital marketing. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's Director of Recruitment Marketing, Matt Lozar. Matt, welcome to episode 15.
Wow, thanks, Brad. We are excited here. I think the topics of our audience some good takeaways, and then our special guest friend of show, Brian Vaccaro, will have a really good insights on the Bullhorn Engage conference.
I'm excited to have Brian on today. He's wanted to come on for a while. I'm glad we finally got a good topic for him to chat about. Looking forward to his insights as well. So let's get it started.
Content Blueprint.
Matt, we talk about pillar content a lot at Haley Marketing Group, thinking about that cornerstone piece of content that can fuel lead generation, that can fuel prospects coming to our website. Let's break that down and think through how staffing firms can generate leads through pillar content.
Sure. Pillar content is a big topic, something that your audience wants to hear. It could be candidate or client, which we always want to get back to. It needs to be a just pillar, thinking of a really big piece of content that you can leverage into different tactics, into different types of content to then deliver to your audience to generate those leads.
So ultimately, we're looking at something like an ebook, a white paper, maybe it's a salary guide if you're on the candidate side of the house, but thinking through a cornerstone piece of content that we can put behind a gate or a wall where an individual would have to give their name, their email, possibly a phone number, so that your team can use that as a form of lead generation. We've heard for a while now that it's a candidate-starved market, but we're starting to see that shift back over to the need for clients and really prospective clients. So if we think about generating leads through pillar content, Matt, how would you get started and where would you get started into creating that piece of content first?
That's a good question, something we kind of talked about off air, and it depends which viewpoint you want to take. Do you look at your existing content and see what's worked well in the past? That's a tactic we've talked about here on Insights a lot, is looking at your data, looking at your engagement, looking at how your audience interacts with your current content, then maybe make something much bigger and expand on that. Or you could just, you know, kind of discuss internally and think, okay, we know our clients or even our candidates really want salary data. Let's go with that, create a really nice piece of pillar content, and then use that to leverage to generate the leads.
Right. So it's breaking down your target audience and then thinking through their pain points, whether you're using analytics and data and looking at other blog posts, other forms of content on your website that are already doing well, or thinking through their biggest challenges currently. So if you look at your local market, you look at the individuals that you're constantly serving right now, what are their biggest pain points? Putting that into a well-thought-out, well-put-together ebook, white paper, some sort of higher level form of content, and then again, gating that behind some sort of form so that you can generate those leads, and then your team can reach out to those individuals.
If you're struggling with content, my suggestion would be a salary guide is going to work, I'd say, almost 100% of the time. Candidates want to know how much they should be making, how much they could be making. Clients or HR wants to know if they're paying the right salary rates, and if you're unsure about that topic or don't know where to get started, I think that's a really great place is just finding ways to source data locally. If it's with your clients, if it's looking at research data, it could be, you know, government data, it could be salary data from salary.com. Even just try different ways to look at, you know, the geographic places for geographic areas, your job titles in your industry, and create a really nice piece of content off of that.
And not only does that pillar content help your team generate leads by prospecting and going out and actually reaching out to those individuals then, but it also positions your organization as a thought leader on very specific topics. So that as you're trying to build that thought leadership, as you're working towards building that employer brand, you start to grow and develop as an organization in your local market that has thoughts and has insight into very key topics. So you become that trusted advisor in the local market so that when somebody is looking for staffing needs, they know to come to you instead of your local competition.
I think when you have that pillar content, kind of my next step for a company would be, how are we going to share it? We need to create different sharing templates, maybe a graphic, maybe a quick video, maybe a blog post, all of these different ways you can leverage one big piece of content into multiple other pieces of content to share, which you would drive people back to that original pillar content to get their leads. So if you know you want to create 5 social images, if you want to create a couple videos, if you want to create a couple blog posts and then link all of that together in a really strong plan, that's how you're going to not just have this piece of content, because people aren't just going to find it. You have to deliver it to them. You know, it could be through email too, or just, you know, one-on-one interaction with clients or prospects and candidates. So take that content and find different ways to share it in different formats.
We've referred to this as pillar content. Another phrase for it is pyramid content, which really aligns with what Matt's talking about here, is you have that one piece of pinnacle content at the very top of the pyramid. From there, you have other supporting blog posts that link up the pyramid to that bigger, longer form article, white paper, ebook. Then you have supporting social graphics below that. Everything funnels back up the pillar or the pyramid to that big higher level piece of content. If you'd like to see pillar content in action, I encourage you to visit haleymarketing.com/smartrecruiting to download the smart recruiting checklist that we put together. It contains more than 190 ideas to make your recruiting smarter in 2019. Again, if you'd like to see pillar content in action, or you would just like a great resource with 190 ideas to make your recruiting smarter, I encourage you to visit haleymarketing.com/smartrecruiting.
Social reach.
Matt, I want to talk about social media specifically and really get into the imagery of social media for a second. And I know we're going to bring on some of our creative team members in a couple episodes in the future here, but before we do so, I think this is something that you and I can both chat about. And if we think about social graphic templates that every staffing firm should have in their toolbox, where do we get started?
We want to look at, you know, just what types of content can we share? You know, look at the content you have or content people want to read, and then create some type of branded template, you know, that really showcases your company's branding, and, you know, run with it. It could be, you know, it could be hot jobs, it could be content like blog posts, it could be, you know, some testimonials or, you know, different job fairs. And we'll kind of walk through each one of those a little bit more here, but just think about different information and just content your audience wants. Like, what would your candidates or clients click on if they see on social media?
Yeah. And when we talk about templates, it's thinking through how we can have more than just a stock image across social media. How can we incorporate your branding? How can we incorporate your logos, your color scheme? How can we tie all of that into a social sharing graphic so that as somebody, a candidate or a prospect, are scrolling through Facebook, they're scrolling through LinkedIn, they not only see that image, but they see your brand and they see your identity as an organization.
And before we jump into a little more, they might not click on it. They sure may just be scrolling every day, multiple times a day, but you're going to appear in their feed and your branding is going to come through. They may see the topic, they may not see the topic, but you're going to stay top of mind and keep making impressions and impressions and impressions so that your staffing agency and company is there when that person needs you.
It's like billboard marketing, right? Mm-hmm. As you're driving down the thruway, you might not call that local plumber because you saw the billboard, but it's staying top of mind. It's creating repetition so that when you do need help or when you do need service, you know who to call. So Matt, let's break down the 5 social graphics that we kind of chatted about off air here. I want to start with now hiring images. So if we're thinking through how to attract possible candidates, It's creating a template that incorporates your logo, your colors, but really showcases the fact that you're constantly hiring and constantly looking for the right candidates.
And it's really a billboard. It's shouting. Like, there can be different ways. I literally have clients that just say, in big block font, now hiring. Yep. And it sticks out like a billboard. It drives to the point. Because sometimes with call to actions, and I get caught in this all the time, like, we don't think about really driving home that call to action, making someone click. And if you have something shouting at them, now hiring, they're either going to ignore you and hate you, or they're going to click on it because they are looking for a new job.
Right. And maybe it's even experimenting with that copy and looking for your next opportunity, looking for the next step in your career, looking for a part-time job, looking for your next job, tired of your boss, things like that. But coming through and showcasing that in a branded template so that you can replace the stock images behind it, but there's always that sense of continuity. Matt, the second template I think relates to content, blogs, other resources that are branded and created by the staffing firm.
Yeah, and that's where you want to have, you know, kind of that branded template around it into like your logo, your image, or your logo, your colors, and then what can you do to put some kind of stock imagery or, you know, exciting stock imagery. I don't know if that's an oxymoron or not.
Thumb stomping.
Thumb stomping is the word we want, and that you can do that jumps off the screen, but then also showcases your brand. So if it's your latest blog post, if it's that pillar content we talked about, if it's, you know, any, if it's about a career fair, which we'll jump a little later, but, you know, any piece of content you're going to share, what kind of image can you post along with that content to support it, to get people to thumb stop or to hopefully click on it?
Matt, I think the next topic is hot job alerts. So we talked about now hiring images, these general images that would go back to a staffing firm's job board on their website. But let's think through hot jobs, one specific opportunity. What can we do to showcase that opportunity on social?
It's the now hiring, it felt more like just general, hey, we have great jobs. Are you checking our jobs every week? The hot job is, you know, and you can create urgency. Yep. Not to say you're lying or fabricating anything, but maybe the job order did just come in, or maybe it's with a really great organization, really great company that could develop an employee's career. Maybe it's high paying. It has a great location. Showcase one or two details and say, this is why it's a hot job. This is why you should think about switching jobs, looking for a new assignment, or if you're more passive, you know, why should you leave your current employer for art to move to us?
Yeah, and these are your outliers. These are exactly what Matt said. Maybe it's a higher paying opportunity. Maybe it's in a great location or a great environment. Maybe it's for a great client that lets you share their name. So maybe it's with, let's say, FedEx, for example, or a reputable company that you can talk about, that you can brag about. So maybe that hot job alert not only showcases your logo, but also the client's logo so that you can tell people where they'll be working. You'll actually talk about the opportunity and get into the details of that opportunity. On the last episode of Insights, I talked about Greg Dorshing's keynote from the Florida Staffing Association's annual conference, and he made a great point where as individuals, we are attracted to details, not generalities. These hot job alerts allow you to get really specific, really granular with what you're talking about to captivate the attention of that possible applicant. The next social graphic template that every staffing firm should have in their toolbox relates to testimonials and relates to that candidate or client feedback that they've received in the past. Matt, how can we incorporate testimonials into our sharing strategy?
Step one is to ask for them. It's hard because people think about your own experiences outside of staffing at a restaurant, a hotel, wherever, amusement park, and you're more likely to leave a bad review because you're fired up. You're just get annoyed and you want to voice that opinion so other people don't have that same negative experience and feel like you're venting and getting it out there. So you have to ask people for positive interviews. You have to, or for positive reviews, to ask them to leave that because it's not our intuition. It's not something we really do naturally to leave a positive review. So once you have that content, showcase it on social media. If it's a, you know, just a graphic, you know, Brad could have a thing to say, you know, Haley Marketing really helped me take the next step in my career. You know, David is awesome, right? That could be something that is a simple testimonial that you may think happens all, you know, just isn't stand out to you, but it could be the difference between someone applying for a job with you or someone down the road because research is out there. We trust online reviews 80, 90% of the time as much as our friends and personal recommendations. So they hold weight in today's decision-making environment.
Matt, I don't have anything to add to that. I think from an employer branding standpoint, a recruitment marketing standpoint, you absolutely crushed that topic. So let's talk also on events and announcements. Creating some sort of template for every staffing firm, I think they should have also in their toolbox something for events and announcements.
These work really well. I am stunned by how much engagement, you know, an event or an announcement will drive on social. It's, you know, create maybe it's a branded template that says, you know, job fair on Wednesday, June 26th, you know, at 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., stop by our office, stop where our location is, make sure to bring two forms of, you know, if it's government ID or whatever identification you need to bring, and we can put you to work by Monday. They get a ton of engagement. If it looks really sharp and branded, it's going to make your company look very strong and review that brand. And people love to share that. They'll tag their friends and whatnot. So having a really nice looking flyer almost on social will drive traffic, at least drive engagement, get more eyeballs on that flyer than anything you could really pay to distribute.
So Matt and I walked through really five social graphic templates that every staffing firm should have in their toolbox. And to bring this full circle and to get it done, what we're really getting at is that you don't want to just use unbranded stock photos or generic imagery in your social media strategy. You really want to think through how you can create captivating, thumb-stopping imagery that's branded to your organization to ultimately drive that click and drive that end user back to your website, back to your job board. Do you need help creating your own social sharing templates? In 2018, Team Haley spent over 6,000 hours researching, strategizing, and implementing social media strategies for more than 100 staffing and recruiting firms. That research, along with the feedback from our clients, trusted advisors, and countless team members, allowed us the opportunity to enhance our award-winning social media marketing solution in ways specifically designed to generate even more applications and job orders. If you'd like to learn about Social Pro, you can contact us at haleymarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators.
Seen and heard.
At this time, we'd like to welcome on marketing educator Brian Vaccaro. Brian, welcome to the show, buddy.
Hey, thanks for having me here. I know I've been hearing about this for a while now, so I was glad that I can get in here and put my knowledge to use for you guys.
Well, it's great to have you on. Brian, why don't you share with us what it is that you do on a day-to-day basis at Haley Marketing Group?
Yeah, and that's a really great question. So when you were talking about earlier, if someone wants to reach out to us about that Social Pro service, when someone reaches out to us, they talk to someone like me. So if you're brand new to Haley Marketing, we're going to go through what your company is, what the fit might be, where are you currently in your marketing plan or marketing strategy, and we're going to help map that out for you and see if we're a good partner for you in that. We're also going to go through, and if we are a good partner, start mapping out that process so we understand what that relationship is going to look like to make sure we're both a good fit for each other going forward. Then from there, if you're an existing client, we'll help stay top of mind with you. We'll help go through everything with you on a regular basis to make sure that you're hitting your goals with the services that you get from us. So we really help go through all that entire process with you.
I love the roadmap mentality. I love that our team of marketing educators are working through that. It's not just, hey, here's a product, but it's actually thinking through how this product can correlate with the others that we offer to really build a comprehensive strategy for the clients that we do partner with.
Yeah, and that's really the biggest thing for us is that we want you to be really successful with what you get from us. So the more help and more support we can provide to you and really leverage that knowledge that we have in the industry to help put together that entire roadmap, put together that strategy. Most of our clients don't have an in-house marketing person.
Sure.
Or even if they do, they're busy running 10 different things or they have 5 different job title responsibilities underneath them. So the more that we can help provide value to them, the more that we can make their job easier, make them the hero within their office, That's a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. So, Brian, you're just coming back from Bullhorn Engage in Boston, Massachusetts. We wanted to bring you on for this episode of Seen and Heard to really walk through your biggest takeaways from Bullhorn Engage. And then Matt and I and you, we can all chat about those as well.
Yeah, so I actually have two really big takeaways. So, well, Bullhorn Engage does have a lot of really great content that goes into some very specifics. They go through not just industry-specific news, because even though it is a ATS, they are actually doing an entire conference around the staffing and recruiting industry, not just their own software and how to use it really well, but they really do go through a whole bunch of different items there. But on top of that, they also really do go through the technical pieces as well. So they actually run 4 different tracks at once. So it's really cool to go through everything while you're there. but I'm going to stay rather top level because I think there was two really important things that they went through. And the first one is really going to be that know your value within the business relationship. And this one came from Magic Johnson. And what he really did was that, well, he comes from more of an entrepreneurial standpoint, but I think this really works for our clients that are on the sales side, that are on the recruiter side, or potentially on the business partnership side. And this is really going to be, make sure that you understand what you bring to the table. And that goes with your boundaries as well as your benefits. Because at the end of the day, you need to make sure that you are actually bringing something that you do really well so that everyone can have a really good shot at succeeding. And it's knowing that if you can't do it really well, where can you partner with somebody or where can you know to let go so that your business partner, another sales team member, another recruiter can step in to really help make that business relationship a lot more successful.
If you're listening now, and Brian, that's a great point. If you're listening, what I would challenge you to do is think through the key differentiators and your value proposition as an organization. Can you and can your team clearly define those clear differentiators and value proposition? And is it uniform across the organization? Because that's a great point, Brian. You need to understand what you're great at and why somebody, a candidate or a client, should come to you instead of your local competition. Are your differentiators the same as the competitor down the road, or are you actually competing on a different level?
Yeah, and that's perfect. So I know for us, I was focusing a little bit more internally, but you're definitely right for the external point and looking out to the industry and making sure that everything does align well, that you are competing in a way that differentiates you within the industry. Within the company, you want to make sure that everyone is doing the most that they can so that you're eliminating inefficiencies within the company and that you're really pushing as hard as you can to help win business and stay efficient and make money.
And with that, if an individual isn't passionate about what they're doing, right? If they don't know what really drives them, you're never going to get their highest output. So you want to understand what they're doing different, how they tick, what really makes them, what makes them unique, and identifying that and capitalizing on that.
Yeah, definitely. And then talk about road mapping earlier. You can do that with your internal employees too. So really making sure that you understand where your employees are, where they want to go, what their benefits are, where their weaknesses are, and really playing to that throughout the process.
That's even great from a candidate standpoint too. If somebody comes in for an interview and you sit them down on day one, and you say, hey, we have this job right now. It's $11.75 an hour in a warehouse in Buffalo. But let's think through your career roadmap. Where do you want to be? How can I be a trusted advisor for you? How can I work for you and continue to help you develop to get to that next point in your career?
Yeah, and that's amazing. And I'll share a little bit of a secret from the many clients I talk to on a regular basis. Some of my most successful clients go that extra step. They really figure out how to engage their candidates to make them feel like they're not just a cog in the wheel, that they actually are an important individual that deserves the time, respect to really develop them and make sure they understand where their future is going to go more than just the paycheck today.
How about your second takeaway, Brian?
So my second one really goes into that same theme of eliminating inefficiencies and making your team more effective. And that is understanding how your systems work together. So a big thing with Bullhorn, if you're familiar with your ATS at all, is that they have a marketplace vendor system there where you can basically plug in what must be tens, if not hundreds by now, different vendors that work well with their API system. And this also is a quick tie into staffing tech, which I was at a few months ago as well. But it's understanding how those technology pieces work together. So throughout your recruiting process and your sales process, you're going to have to make sure that you understand what your team is doing manually, what they're doing, maybe duplicate times, whether are they duplicate entering jobs on a regular basis? Are they duplicate entering candidates on a regular basis because their systems don't work together? You may have an onboarding system that doesn't talk to your ATS. You may have an application that doesn't talk to your ATS. So really making sure that you understand how your tech stack works together so that you can make yourself more efficient. That was a huge takeaway for me.
And Matt, I actually want to position that back to you too. Brian's talking internally, understanding your tech stack. From a recruitment marketing standpoint, you also need to understand how that tech stack reaches out to candidates, right? So how does your tech stack integrate with the candidate experience?
And this isn't just a staffing issue, I put in finger quotes, but it's an HR issue because Brian went to staffing tech, and I'm sure Bullhorn, same thing. The amount of tech out there in the HR world, it feels like it's growing exponentially. And the biggest challenge, and this isn't just, like I said, staffing, it's everyone. It's figuring out what the heck everyone is and what they do. I mean, this seems like a new company every 10 minutes. I mean, it's an exaggeration, but you know, how many texting companies, how many AI interviewing companies are there, how many interview schedulers, chatbots, even on the inside, ATS integrations or whatnot. So it's the really big challenge, and this kind of maybe even sums up both of Brian's points, which are really good high-level takeaways. It's how do you – the technology is great, but how do you leverage that technology to help your business, right? It's how do you leverage – Bullhorn, how do you leverage programmatic? How do you leverage a chatbot? How do you leverage an interview scheduling tool? How do you leverage all that to eliminate your inefficiencies and let your recruiters have more time to go get candidates and close those deals and close the, you know, get them to become placements? How can you get them to that point? Because that's the challenge right now.
Yeah, I'm going to take it one step further as well. So when you're trying to remain competitive in the marketplace, you're dealing with very, very tight margins. You're looking at your competitors that have invested in this 2 or 3 years ago. And that's one of the biggest things the takeaway from staffing tech was, is that you may start today, but it could take 2 to 3 years to implement. It could take 5 years to perfect. So your competitors have started a while ago. They have the effective output of 2, 3, 4 workers, potentially in a smaller organization, that is all technology. So all that sourcing, all of that application, all that interview, all that stuff is being handled automatically. So they've removed all that cost, which makes them more competitive. And that could be your advantage too down the road. So making sure that you understand exactly how that all plays together, where you can really make it an effective benefit to working with you.
I think I want to challenge the listener here to really think through your tech stack, to think through what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. When you think about your day-to-day operations as a staffing specialist, as a recruiter, what are you doing on a day-to-day that you might be able to offload and rely on more tech to create more efficiencies in your operation? Where is there a bottleneck? Where are you saying, hey, we're doing this 2, 3 times. Why can't this just talk to each other? Why can't our software talk to each other? How can we create some efficiencies? So really think through what you're doing and don't accept what you've been doing in the past as the way it needs to be done in the future. At Haley Marketing Group, one of our core values is good isn't good enough. Are you constantly challenging yourself and your team to improve and find efficiencies to be better, faster, stronger than you were the day before? Brian, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing your insights. Love to have you on again anytime you want to come on and share your insights with us. That's our show, and thank you for listening to another episode of Insights. If you found this episode valuable, we ask that you please share it with just one coworker this week. Have a question for us? You can tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking, or email info@haleymarketing.com. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You can check out haleymarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.